Gemara says, "Lo Akiva, Michti, Loi Shana Kain Gadol Lechudei, V'Loi Shana Kain Gadol V'Nazir." There's no difference whether the person's a Kain Gadol by himself or whether he's a Kain Gadol and he's a Nazir. That still we say he has the heter to matama to a meis mitzvah. Is nafka miliachiv. He learns out both these chedushim from the word achiv. Is so liavav liimoy lamali. What do I have to pass the pasuk liavav liimoy? Like maduch, if the kohen gadol's a nazir, he's allowed to touch a meis mitzvah. So pshit or regular nazir by himself could touch a meis mitzvah. So what do I need the pasuk liavav liimoy? We made the drasha before liavav liimoy to teach us that a nazir can't be matama to his own father, his own mother. But to a meis mitzvah he could. But now that you're telling me even a bigger chiddush, that even if the kohen gadol is a nazir, he could also touch a meis mitzvah. So pshit the regular nazir could touch a meis mitzvah. So why do I need the pasuk love of liimoy for? So Mara says, yes, tarichi, we still need these psukim. Because of aviv, the pasuk would have just said that a nazir cannot be matama to his father. Hava, mean I would have thought, hai nu taima d'loy matama. You know why a nazir cannot take care of his father's kfura? Mishum dechazaka b'yalmahu. Like, how do you know for sure this is your real father? It's only because of a chazaka. It's a chazaka we say that roiv bilo is achar bala. In other words, your mother, we know for sure it's your mother. You came out of your mother's stomach, we know she's your mother. The question is, though, how do we know that your father is really your father? Like, maybe your mother became pregnant for somebody else. So the Gemara in Chulin says, it's that's a chazaka. So we say a chazaka that roiv bilo is achar bala. That most times a lady only lives with a husband. So therefore it's mustaver to say that the husband is the real father. But it's only a chazaka. So maybe since it's only a chazaka, that's why the Torah said this nazir cannot be matama to his father. Aval imay, but in the case where the nazir's mother dies, the adina dilrateya, that we know for sure that this is the mother, she's the one that gave birth to you, is latamala, like here it's a vadai. So since your mother is a vadai, maybe then when she's mace, maybe the nazir, the son, is allowed to take care of her. That's why the pasuk has to say, no, even li'imoy you can't. If so, let it just say the word li'imoy. So Mara says, no. Because of rachamani imoy, the Torah would have just said that a nazir cannot be matama for his mother. Hava minar would have thought, imoy lo latamala. True, he can't be matama to his mother. Why? The lav ozel zar yabasaray. Because the yichus does not go after your mother. It goes after the father. The zera, the child, doesn't go after the mother. So therefore, the mother is not that chashav in yichus. Maybe that's why a nazir cannot be metama for his mother. Avol oviv mashenken, your father. Kivan diyamama, since we know the lochar is. L'mishpachoysam, l'veisavoysam. That all the din yichus goes after your father. If your father is a kohen, you're a kohen, is a levi, you're a levi. The yichus goes after your father. Maybe then that the nazir, the son, has a right to be matama for his own father. Kamashmulon. That's why I need the pasuk special to teach us that a nazir cannot be matama not to his father and not to his mother. Now the pasuk says, "I'll call nafshay smeis lo yovay." This is by regular kohen, that a kohen cannot touch any mace. I'll call nafshay smeis lo yovay. Is lomali. So what do we need this pasuk for?